Andreas Hecker, der Wilson, second through, number 283, 283, full marathon, well done, 283, number 283, Munim, Jacob, well done, Munim, congratulations. If people could just move away from the running course to let these runners come through, give them a clear time. Water is beside the ambulance. If you're looking for water, here at the 2011 Arnold Marathon, ladies and gentlemen, we're welcoming through the 21K runners. All right, if you're running the 2K, we're actually going to get this race on the road now. Yeah, this is one for the 100K and 10K. Alright, if people can try and stay away from the path that the runners might use, clear away from the water if possible, and make the path clear for the runners coming in.
Hey, Mito.
Yeah?
How many people are running?
Don't ask me. About 1,400. And 200 children. So approximately.
How many people working?
I'm not the organizer. I only know my part.
So which is your part?
Medical. And there I have about 25 people. And plus we have doctors and who have come from PIMS, and we also have the 108 ambulance. So it would be at least 30-35 people on the medical team.
So how long did it take you to prepare this thing? 1 month, 2 months?
For the medical, it was 3 weeks.
That's good. Experiences for last year? You were doing that last year?
Yeah. Last year I was a volunteer. Yeah. So I understood what had to be done.
There were any bad cases last year?
Only not very bad, only one actually.
So what you can expect in a marathon like that?
Actually, somehow we don't expect anyone to get hurt and all that, not at all, because we have all the stations, we have cars, we have people running, cycling behind the runners to see how they are, and so though the runners are not aware of it, but they are being helped. Yeah.
How many stations are there?
7 stations and 3 water stations. 7 medical aid stations and 3 water stations. So 10 stations.
So on the 3 stations, runners can get something to drink.
Yes.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Sorry, I'm wrong. He ran the 21K. He got the wrong color tag. He ran 21K. Oh, he deserves a medal for that. Congratulations. And a good solid run.
Good morning, Chandrish. How many people are running?
More runners coming through now. If you could just try and clear a path for the runners.
1,400 registered, and I think 1,290 something.
On the register.
No, they are registered and running. And we have about another 150 children, 5K and 2K.
So how long does it take to prepare something like that?
The organization or the run?
The organization. Okay.
Organization is about 2 months. 2 months.
And how many people?
About 200 to 250 this year, volunteers.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the full marathon, what was the score last year?
Last year about 120 or so registration, 125 or something. This year we have 250.
No, I mean the run. How much was the time?
Time? I don't remember.
4 hours?
No, 3 hours and 30 something. And this year also 320 something, is it?
And the paramedics, you also got, you got them from PIMS,
yeah? We got some from PIMS, from our health center, and one also state emergency, 108 is state emergency.
You did it last year and the year before, yeah?
From last 4 years. This is the fourth year.
This is the fourth one. And you're going to do it next year too, yeah?
We'll see. It takes a lot of effort and volunteers, and if we... So depending on how the support comes through, we'll
support in which
from the community for volunteering, because you know we can only do this if there's enough volunteers, and also as more number of people come, there's more work. And
but the runners are not only from Auroville.
Huh?
The runners are not only Aurovillians.
No, bulk of it is from outside. But I need help from the volunteers from Auroville in order to host a place, event.
So where the runners heard about the marathon?
A lot of them are now core hardcore runners. So this is the, what is called a runner's marathon. And they all, when they meet in different circuits, online, their websites, groups, they know about Auroville Marathon. And we have a website also. So people learn from that.
We got any famous runner this year?
We had a lot of requests from Ethiopian, Kenyan runners, but at this point we are not opening up to international runners.
Why?
This is a casual runner. We're not looking, because they are looking, they're saying they want sponsorship, this and the other thing, which we are not.
That's we cannot provide, yeah?
Yeah. We can't even provide the ticket for them. So we can only give, accommodation and, support to run, but not more.
But for otherwise, for the t-shirts and for the banners and stuff like that, you have any sponsors?
We are not looking for sponsor. We ask for contribution from the runners from outside. They pay 300 rupees for registration. And some, we have opened it for volunteers. So volunteers, contribution. So runners also give contribution. That's how it is supported.
You didn't get any support besides the volunteers from the community in money? No.
We haven't asked also. Before we had asked, but no unit was coming forward. We stopped asking.
So let's hope the next year is going to be better.
Yeah. You should go and talk to Renu, because she's started offering the t-shirts, and I'm hoping other units come and offer their items, which normally they don't carry in. Because there's all these runners, on the registration day afterwards, they're all willing to, look at Auroville items, buy and all that. It's a very good opportunity for them to know Auroville through our services and activities and units.
Okay, thank you. See you next year.
Okay.
If you finish your run, you might like to move back away from the course. Try and move back from the running course to give people room to come through. Is that possible? There's water beside the ambulance. Is that water beside the ambulance.
I beat my last year by 5 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, breakfast is served.
Maxi, you volunteering?
Yeah, I'm volunteering. I'm trying to keep that space free for the runners who are coming in. There are loads of people standing there, want to clap and want to celebrate the arriving people, and it's just a beautiful flair over here, and there's loads of people coming in, like Vikram, a beautiful runner. He's doing good. Well done.
How come you volunteer for that?
I don't know, I just felt like I want to go the circle around Auroville, because I know they will run around beautiful cycle paths, and I never seen them, and I explored some new corners in Auroville, and it was beautiful.
So you started at 5 o'clock in the morning?
We started with a half marathon. It was at 6 o'clock and the sun just came out and said hello in the beautiful morning on Sunday, and I love it. It's beautiful.
You like the spirit of this event?
The spirit is beautiful. It's people from all over India, from all over the globe, just coming to be happy on running around in Auroville. And it's green everywhere, and they love it. Even on the track, I ask people, and it's like they love it because it's so green and so fresh. And it's totally the opposite of running in a city in Bangalore, wherever they're coming from. So it's beautiful.
Welcome to the runners. 3-2-3, just finished a 10k run. Well done. 3-2-3. Congratulations.
Excuse me, how was the run?
Amazing. Just loud it, this is my personal best. Yeah, I have been running just 1 year since, but it's been awesome.
And you are from?
From Bangalore.
That's your first run in Auroville?
Yeah, it's my first run in Auroville. You rock. You guys rock. It's been amazing.
Why?
Yeah, the crowd was so nice. So much of a support, and I just love the run.
You run on 10 kilometers?
I did half marathon.
Half marathon.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to half marathon?
I did 2:21, and this is my best. Yeah. The previous was 2:23. So, and thanks to Parveen, she made it possible. Yeah. She did it. You rock, man.
Thank you. Hi. How you make it possible?
I just ran with him. Just encouraged him, that's it.
You from Auroville?
No, I'm from Bombay.
You're from Bombay?
He's from Bangalore.
Yeah. Where guys you heard about this marathon?
Because last year some of our friends ran this and they were all praise about all the arrangements, the track, the everything.
And what do you think about it?
Oh, it's beautiful. I don't think I've ever enjoyed my run that much.
Yeah, it's my company. Yeah, that's made it.
We had a lot of fun.
So I guess you will be coming next year too.
Absolutely.
Of course, we'll come every year now.
You are also running for half a marathon.
Half marathon.
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
I took 2 hours 23 minutes. Yeah, but my best time is 2:03 in Delhi. Yeah.
It was because of me she was slow.
No.
But she helped
I wanted to enjoy the run this time.
Yeah. But she helped me make
but
my best.
In Delhi or Bombay, you run on the streets, yeah?
Yeah, we run at Nariman Point, the whole of the seafront, you know.
So if you compare this run into the forest?
Oh, the forest is beautiful. I would any day run here.
It's awesome. It's just awesome.
You started at 6 o'clock, yeah?
Yeah.
And thank you so much for making all this possible.
You're welcome.
You guys rock. You're kind of great. Hey, Pramila!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. A couple of runs to the stage today. 6:74. Finishing the 3K. 3:94 coming through with 21K behind him. Well done. And there's some attempting to do a runner. The guy in the green shirt did not run this race. But it's a very charming and wonderful guy, nonetheless. Oh, breakfast is there. Is that the t-shirt?
The water comes.
After doing this, I don't want to run in the road.
Good morning, can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
You're volunteering?
A little bit, but I'm doing nothing much.
So what
they're doing.
What do you think about this event?
Great event, great spirit. Fantastic.
It is in spirit of Auroville or no?
Beautifully.
You ever run?
No.
Your children? Your
yes.
Your child is running, eh?
Yeah.
And your wife?
No.
She's not running.
I ran last year.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Half marathon? Wow.
No. Just to start.
So you think
Antonio ran?
Yeah, he's running. You think the events like that are good for the spirit of all of us?
We need to do. But we need more facilities to take on these kind of events, you know.
Otherwise,
we don't have all the facilities to accommodate more than 2,000 people. So we need to improve on that.
Yeah.
We don't have space. We don't have all the facilities.
I just heard that also the people from abroad, they asked to participate, but we cannot
we don't have
support
all the
them.
Yeah. We need to improve on that. I think our capacity has reached. Now, this year we have about 1,300 people, plus other volunteers, 1,500. Now our facilities are almost to the brim, to the full. I think more we need, a lot more additional facilities, otherwise it will be difficult.
So we can think for the next year, yeah?
At least 2,000, you should expect 2,000, which means you need to increase the number of
volunteers,
facilities, public facilities. Finances is not so much a problem, accommodation, all kinds of things.
It's true. Thank you.
2:14 is coming, 2:14.
Great, Kamakshi.
2:14 and then 4:28 is also coming. 214 is 3700. And 428 is 3711.
How are you supposed to take time, guys? Hello? Awesome.
Good morning, excuse me, you run?
Yeah.
What, half marathon?
No, just 10 kilometers.
That's your first run here?
It's my first run in Oroville, yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from Australia, but I live in Bombay. So actually I was inspired by a lot of my clients because they were coming down and running the half marathon here. So I thought I'd come down and run the 10K. I enjoy Oroville. I've been here many times before, and it's a good excuse to come down and enjoy a different side of it.
You ran last year?
No, I didn't run last year. I ran in Mumbai for the Mumbai Marathon. Yeah, just a fun run again.
What is the difference between running in Bombay or here?
Oh, you're running on sand. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit off-road. Yeah, but beautiful. You know, I think everybody was really excited to come down because they're running through trees instead of through buildings. So it's quite nice.
What about the rest of the organization and facilities?
Yeah, great. Yeah, really good atmosphere as well. It's quite fun. Yeah, it's really nice.
It's enough of other facilities and stuff.
I think so, yeah. I don't know, I haven't tested out all the facilities yet, but the beginning of the race and things and the organisation of distribution of stuff was quite good. Yeah, so it's quite nice.
So you will come next year?
Yeah. It's funny because usually I come to Oroville for yoga. It's very different for me to come down for running, but it's quite nice. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's good.
So see you around.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Some more 10K runners coming through. 240 312 123. Congratulations on a good run. If you're a runner in the full, the half, or the 10K marathon, you're entitled to a t-shirt. T-shirts are over there beside breakfast. If you're a kid in the 5 or 2K run, you don't get a t-shirt right now. You get breakfast, and I think we'll work out your t-shirt later on.
Awesome.
If you can move back, guys, move back from the finish line. Move back, so that people have room to come through.
Okay. Chale, aao na yaar.
More runs coming through from the half from 21K, 19668, 187. Good run, excellent run, people. Doing great work out there. 210, 183. Finishing the full marathon.
Hi, good morning, excuse me. You were running the full marathon?
No, I was just running 10 kilometers.
9 kilometers. So, how it was?
Excellent, it's my first marathon.
Ever?
The first time. I just came because all my friends were running 21 and 42 kilometers. I was the only one in the 10 kilometers.
So you're not running otherwise marathons?
Never. This is the first time. Just came actually to see Pondicherry.
Where are you from?
Bombay.
You will come next year for the full marathon?
I really liked it. It's very beautiful.
Thanks. Enjoy. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2011 World Marathon. national distribution, 347, 347, road rage. She just done a 10k run, 748, finished 21k, and the number I can see, 263 coming through with 10k behind her, 143, congratulations, good run. There's breakfast being served if you're hungry. Breakfast is being served. Encourage you to go get some. More runners coming through. 331 and 332. Finishing the 10K. Well done. So we're now heading towards the end of the 2011 Ironman Marathon. We're welcoming to the finishing the half. So we're here at the 2011 Orville Marathon. Welcome to the finishers. We have the half, the full marathon. They run 42 and 21k respectively.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. How was the run?
It was beautiful. It was really lovely. Dew on the trees, dripping in your hair, dawn coming up right at the Discipline Hill, like right there, just over the canyon. It was so lovely. Gorgeous.
You run half marathon or full one?
I only run the half because I have an injury, so I just took it easy. And.
But last year you were running the full one, yeah?
Yeah, last year I ran the full, and hopefully next year I run the full, but I do my training a bit differently. And.
You participate in all four marathons up to now?
No. I started training for the first, I believe. And I also had an injury, so then I didn't get into distance running for a couple of years. And then there was now this group, you know, that's kind of started up, so I joined them. They're quite an inspiration.
Are you also participating in organization of that?
No, unfortunately, I don't have the energy to give the organization, but they're fantastic. Like, they each take a different part. Surya has made this incredible course, and Chandresh and Balaji are the main organizers. Michael, they're all in there. They're really great.
It's like 250 volunteers.
This is the fourth marathon.
Is it? I don't know the numbers. Yeah, it's super. Everybody at the aid stations was amazing, cheering. No, it's so nice.
So each year is improving, or?
Yeah, the marathon itself, I think each year is growing and growing. So many people. Listen to that, 1,300 people. I had t-shirts from Hyderabad, t-shirts from Chennai, Bangalore, you know, teams of runners from these cities coming.
You think we should open for international community, I mean, for the other runners from the, not only from India?
Perhaps in a few years. Anyway, it's already an international one, no? Because we're in Orville, so it's already an international marathon. Anyway, it was too good.
It's really good spirit, yeah?
Yeah, lovely atmosphere. Especially at 4 in the morning when you're all, 5 in the morning, when it's dark. Everyone's nervous for the full.
You were here at 5.
Yeah, to see them off, no? So nice.
And you started what, 6:30?
The 21 started at 6.
So how long did it take to run half a marathon?
I ran it in 2 hours. About there, yeah. I felt really good. I'm really happy.
You run for marathon, I mean otherwise too. You're a runner, yeah? As far as I know.
No? Yeah, I'd like to define myself. Yeah, I run.
Beside the other things?
Yeah, yeah. But, and swim and cycle.
Somewhere I heard that if you run with an intention or some kind of like a prayer, it's much easier to run. Is it true?
I wouldn't even say it's much easier to run. I would say it's the reason to run. It's a full concentration or meditation or however you want to take it. You can be fully in your body. In fact, I thought somebody new came in. That's the beauty. I mean, it's a deep inner space, actually.
Yeah. No, so I know it's personal, but maybe you can tell me what was your the prayer or
just arrived, the
intention
the
to run for
was
a prayer for somebody for something.
Last year, I had a very strong one of my grandmother because she actually passed away about a week or two after the marathon last year. This year. It wasn't as focused necessarily. It was more just to really concentrate and listen to my body, especially with an injury. Because then you really have to pay attention and listen very closely. And the body will tell you what it needs, no?
Right,
you just
have
to be able to
youngest contestant.
So that was the focus of this year's. Just just to really
listen.
Our
youngest contestant here today, she did the 2K.
Thank you. Yeah. Enjoy the rest
she's
of the day.
She's 3 years
so much.
old.
Have fun.
You too.
You should interview Candida. She's the
well done, Shalev.
Candida.
She
she'll be the top marathon girl
medal.
Coming in.
The medal that
she'll
two
come in
K
soon.
Runners get. So congratulations,
she's Shalev. Running the full one.
Full one. Oh, so right. I expect her in 10
yeah,
or 15
Shalev.
Minutes.
Yeah.
She's excellent.
Thanks.
Right, any quick, if anybody would like to know, the bus leaves, we'll be leaving after breakfast. So we'll wait till breakfast is kind of finalized and sorted, then the bus will go every 15 minutes after that. So the bus will be available for you, it'll be obvious, and we'll get you on it if you need to get on that bus. Also, if you're wondering, the winner doesn't get a prize, but the winners, a collection of winners at the top will be given very fancy looking achievement certificates that you can frame on your wall for everybody to see to really make it look like it was worth your while.
Hey, good morning. So how was the run?
Yeah, it was nice.
You ran half a marathon, yeah?
No.
10 kilometers?
10 kilometers. My 40th complete.
You run all the marathons up to now? So yeah. How does it feel?
It feels nice. It is nice to run with many people around India. It's nice. So
if you compare from the first marathon and up to now, which is the fourth, the organization and there are other things that are improving?
Yeah. Really improving and,
so how was the first year?
First year was okay. That was our first. That was my first time, which I ran in Auroville, and that was my first time.
Hi, good morning. Excuse me. How was the marathon?
Yeah, it was really good.
That's your first one?
No, I've done a couple of marathons. This is my hometown. I'm doing it here. I'm from Bangalore, actually. Bangalore, I'm from the Runners for Life Club. And I've been doing marathons for the last 1 year. Really good.
You will come next year?
Oh, sure. This is, I'm not going to miss Auroville Marathon anymore. This is my first Auroville Marathon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to miss. Next time, I'm going to get my dad also.
You think it's organized well?
Perfect.
This support? Is,
perfect. Everything was awesome.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi. Hi, Priya. You ran last year?
Yes.
So how it was?
Good.
And this year?
This year was much better.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I just felt good.
Oh, you felt good?
Yeah, because I did better.
You run 10 kilometers?
Yes.
Awesome, man.
And how long does it take you?
It took me 1 hour.
1 hour?
Yeah, I think so. Or half an hour.
Your mom also run, yeah?
Yes.
Do you guys were practicing or what?
No, I just did 5 kilometers in Run for My Heart. That's it.
And your mom? She practiced?
I didn't practice.
No, your mom, did she practice?
I don't know.
Babio, you run for 5 kilometers?
Yeah.
So how it was?
It was really bad this year.
Why?
Just for this time, because I did the worst timing.
That's why it was bad.
Yeah, but you overall
were,
it was
you were
really
running
bad.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
So next year is gonna do what? You will practice before that?
Yeah, and also I'm gonna do 10 kilometers next year.
Wow. Run.
All the best.
She did it well. She was also naked.
This is the 2011 Arbor Marathon. Welcome everybody, and congratulations on those runners that got to the other side. That's 439 walking past, looking very happy with himself. So he should. He ran 10K. We're still waiting for the full marathon runners to come. 5'6" is Suresh Gudipati. Well done, Suresh. Running 42 kilometers, the full marathon. Suresh Gudipati. Well done, Suresh. Congratulations on finishing the full marathon. 42 kilometers. That's serious business. More runners coming through now. I can tell by the applause. Let's see if we can figure out who they are. Half marathon, they've run 21Ks. There's 167 coming through. Well done, 167. And I see also 169. Congratulations, 169. Good work. 156 finishing the full marathon. 156. 156, Suresh Gudipati. I mentioned you already, but well done. Congratulations again, Suresh, for finishing the full marathon. More half marathon is coming through as we speak. 402. Well done, 402. There's 293. She's done a 21K run. She's going to be fifth. Runners, if you're feeling as if you need a massage, believe it or not, we have a massage tent just on the other side of that wall of trees. You can walk around. Tent there with some very good quality masseurs ready to make you feel even better than you feel now. There's 645 coming through, and looks like we have another full marathon. 217 just finished the full marathon. 217. That's Sushant Karkera. Sushant Karkera. Well done, Sushant. Congratulations on finishing a full marathon, 42 kilometers. Ridiculous. Gigantic run.
Hey,
Dad, boy! Everybody's wondering where the toilets are. The toilets are in the building behind me. The building behind me. More runners coming through. I see grey bibs. That means they're finished. There's 271. 271. 271 just ran 41 kilometers. Can you believe it? Ajay Gupta, well done Ajay, good run man, solid run. 221, I see 221 coming through.
Sameer, come on.
The full marathon.
Alright guys.
Masavata, well done Deepak. Congratulations on a solid run. 42 kilometers, it's a ridiculous distance. 332 come through. Man. 21 kilometers. Congratulations.
What, they've gone for breakfast?
No. Everybody's heading back.
No runners coming through now. 126, 126, congratulations. Just finished 21K. That deserves the medal. And anyway,